At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. Woo. It's noon on hump day. It's all downhill from here. Thanks for being with us. Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. We'll get back into some college football conversation in 20 minutes. Coaches talking trash already.
Yeah, man.
Couple coaches going back and forth. Second week of the year.
Week one, talk trash, yeah. Talk later.
I love it.
Damn, homie.
I love it. All right, and we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
Shout out to old dad coming over yesterday, bringing lunch. It was outstanding. Nobody's closer to me than you. You know what I mean? Man, I haven't been this close to a man probably since I, retired.
Sure.
And so you know me better than most people. And you know this. I can get along with anybody,
but true.
I don't like everybody.
Yes.
I like them. I like they just
me too.
Good mood people.
Yeah,
you
they
know,
are.
Good mood yeah. people.
Those are guys that if you see them, you're going to be in a good mood.
Yeah, good mood people, man. So, yeah, outstanding. Brought the chicken wing through. And then, old dad, they brought the wings, and you can tell they listened because they brought a pan of no sauce, mm-hmm. wings with no sauce, because that's how I like them, with the dipping sauce, mm-hmm. which was just unbelievable. But just the explanation that he gave that made it seem like, yeah, that's why I don't like wings. That's why I don't eat sauce on my wings.
Yeah, you were like, I like it like this. And he was like, well, that's how you know you're a real wing connoisseur.
I was like.
And then he gave you it was basically a chemistry explanation of why you like it like that. And you were like, huh. Didn't realize I was so smart.
I didn't realize that, old dad. But I said, you know what? That's why. But again, the food was outstanding. Appreciate them so much, man.
Yeah, no, big time. And then they're guys that have been listening to us since day one.
Yeah, man.
And they've brought us lunch by a few different times. Do want to let folks know, shout out, when, obviously wanted to come by and hang out. They're opening their first brick and mortar shop up there in Dawsonville. It's right on 400 and 53. So, it is right there in Dawsonville. There's a couple of other stores opening up in the next couple of months as well. But, yeah, man, they've been doing the wing wagon, the food truck thing for a long time, and now they're going to a location. So, proud
Love
of
it.
Them.
Love it.
And thanks again to them for bringing by lunch yesterday. Was very good.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
You want to talk some NFL football?
Let's do it!
Let's do it. All right, NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Let's start Well, I guess we'll start with this, a familiar name. The 49ers released Russell Gage from active roster, but they'll probably bring him back. They're going to sign him to the practice squad and then probably elevate him for week one if he doesn't get signed elsewhere.
Yeah, man, because they are hurting at
receiver.
They're
in a tough spot.
They are in a tough spot at receiver. And I think they cut Richie Grant to sign him. I think that's what it was.
I think that's right.
I think that's what it was.
A couple former Falcons.
Yeah, but no, they are hurting at receiver because Ayuk's not going to be back. Pearsall, like he ain't been consistent as they were saying.
Obviously,
as I read
Debo's
about camp.
Gone.
Debo's gone. I don't know where Jennings is. Has he reported? Because remember, he didn't.
Right.
He
yeah, he was
contract.
Having a holdout.
You got George. I mean, sometimes that's all you need. That's a bad boy.
You got Kittle and you got McCaffrey.
You got McCaffrey. All right.
And as far as we know,
yeah,
he's okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
We have not heard anything that he has not been participating or anything like that.
And he's about an every other year guy.
Yes.
Obviously, last year was the other year.
So look for him to win offensive player of the year.
Me and Bo are hoping
y'all
so.
Got him. That's right.
And I know a lot of other people are as well, the fantasy football world. All right, let's hear Aaron. I'm interested in this because I think Aaron Glenn gives really good answers, the head coach of the Jets. I just read the description of this clip. He never even coached Aaron Rodgers, but let's hear him talk about it.
That's been gone. So I'm not going to answer questions about guys that's not here and what I saw. Right now I'm looking at what our guys can do. So
scouting him now.
Like I said, I'm not going to sit there and answer questions on what I saw back then that's not relevant to right now.
Well,
I understand they play the Steelers on Sunday.
And they got to switcheroo because their quarterbacks are switcheroos.
It's like Nico Iamaleava and Aguilar.
Yeah.
Tennessee and UCLA.
But they're not playing each other.
Right.
But this is the thing with Aaron and the whole Aaron Rodgers thing with AG. AG made this man fly across the country.
He did.
He made him fly across the country to cut him.
He never coached him, but he did cut him.
He cut him. He made him fly across the country. And pay for it. And then cut him. Yeah, I want to see you face to face to tell you that I don't want you to be a part of my football
team. Was there anything Aaron Rodgers could have done to not get cut?
Mm-mm.
So he really did just make him fly across the country so he could tell him in person.
Yep.
Well, you want to tell people stuff face to face, you know?
Yeah, man. It'll be,
you don't want to get broken up with via text.
Exactly. It'll be an interesting game. It will be. Hopefully you get I want to see an unleashed Justin Fields. They were doing some stuff. Didn't want to run him too much in the preseason. All right, I want to see it. Let me see it. They had a big loss. I think their big right guard, Tucker, with the
Elijah Vera Tucker.
Elijah Vera Tucker. Yeah. Like, he's going to be out, Andy. They're talking about looking at surgery options for him. So that's a big loss for them. But, it'd be an interesting matchup. You know, Aaron Rodgers' new team, new receiver DK Metcalf. Obviously, the Jets, they got studs, man.
They got good players.
They got good players, man. They just, they got to get that quarterback thing going. Mm-hmm. And they even trusted Justin Fields to be that guy.
One of the things I love about the NFL, though, is obviously those teams are going to play week one.
Yes.
Right?
Like, Justin said that yesterday at his presser. He said that at his presser yesterday. The NFL's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
They used to schedule us the first week.
Nah, they're going to do – I mean, it's the Jets and the Steelers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
In general – on a normal year, there's no intrigue between those two teams.
No.
And there might also not be any intrigue in, like, week six. You know what I mean? There's no guarantee that either one of the situations are going to work out or that somebody's not hurt or whatever. Like, you got to schedule that game week one. So people will talk about it.
Yes.
And it might juice up the matchup just a little bit more. All right. Let's hear Nick Sirianni talking about where the defending Super Bowl champs are at.
When you practice with the intensity that our team practices with, and you get that good-on-good work that we've gotten for so long. You know, our good offensive line is going against our good defensive line. You know, you have no choice but to get better. And so I feel good about that. You know, now we got to go do it. We got to let our habits take over in the game, you know, as coaches. We got to let our habits take over in the game as players. But I feel good about where we are right now. And this will be a really good test against a really good opponent.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas got some talent offensively.
Yeah.
They got some talent defensively.
They do.
I know Micah's gone.
Less than they used to, but
yeah. Micah's gone. I understand that. But, I mean, like, Kenny Carr can play.
Mm-hmm.
They got a couple D tackles that can play. Like, their biggest issue is their linebacker. You know, the inside part of that defense. That's why they had to put Micah back there. Then they couldn't rush the passer when they put him back there. So, I just think, you know, I saw that Diggs looked like he's going to play.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they just signed
Bland. That's another really good player.
They signed Bland yesterday.
That's another really good player.
And so, I mean, Dallas is going to score points. When Dak Prescott plays, they have a good team.
Yeah, that's right.
When he plays, they have a good team.
When he's healthy,
yes.
They especially offensively, yes. They tend to be pretty good.
And you talk about, I mean, if they could run the football, which I don't know.
That's my question.
But, I mean, they got CD.
Now, they got Javonte Williams,
yes.
Who we both love.
Love
coming out of North Carolina. It just wasn't a great situation in Denver, and he was hurt
that. Yeah.
And they got Miles Sanders, who, believe it or not, played for the Panthers the last couple of years.
Yeah.
He was pretty good before that.
Yeah.
And then he went to Carolina and was just kind of in Carolina.
Because he was an elite back that they were trying to make a lead back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, it's also the Panthers.
Panthers.
Yeah.
But, it should be an interesting game. I think the Eagles are just a superior team.
Yes.
You know, their biggest is going to be the secondary because it's young. I know some of those youngsters have played. But if you're telling me a Dory Jackson is your opposite corner, yeah.
Philadelphia favored by 8.5 in that game. It's a lot.
That's a lot.
A lot in week one.
Yeah.
They're also going to unveil the Super Bowl banner.
Yeah.
You know, because they won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
But they said they're not going to be on the field during the unveiling. So they're not going to get to see it.
Obviously, I never won one.
I would want to be.
But I played in one.
Wouldn't it be nice to be there to see it?
Yeah. I played against a team that won it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Who?
Pittsburgh. When Pittsburgh won it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, I don't remember being out there. We weren't out there for it. But why would we didn't win it? I don't even think they were out there.
Yeah.
I don't think they were out there. But anyway, Nick Sirianni is somebody he forgot that it was. Nick, be quiet, dude.
Yeah.
You ain't that focused.
I know.
You ain't that focused. You already won one.
There's something about that like.
Oh, he got. This is his first one. Never mind.
Yeah, that's his first one. They went to another one.
Yeah, they went to another
one. Like, if that's true, which I don't believe.
I don't either.
I feel bad for that. Like, it's okay to enjoy doing cool stuff.
No, it's not. That was last year.
You have to pretend that nothing ever happened and everything's focused. Nah, man. Again, that's one of my favorite Brian Snitker answers we ever got from him. No, he's the only championship-winning coach we've ever talked to, and we've talked to a lot of championship-winning coaches, that would admit that he actually allows himself to enjoy that he won it.
Yes.
I remember we asked Kirby about that at SEC Media Days, and he almost, walked off.
Yes.
I was like, do you ever take a moment and just appreciate you've won back-to-back? Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't allow myself to.
Yeah.
That sucks, man. You should.
Any man that can't allow himself pleasure, I feel bad for you, man.
Me too.
Yeah, I feel bad for you.
Denying yourself. What is this?
Yeah, don't
tantra?
Don't ever deny yourself no pleasure.
Quit edging life.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to do that thing, but get you, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, BB.
Blue.
Yeah.
Here's a man who's denied himself a lot of pleasures. Tom Brady. And he's just dead set on talking mess about every current.
Yeah.
He's such an old man, get off my lawn all of a sudden.
And it's killing me because he's so great.
Let's let him do it some more. Tell him to get off your lawn, Tom. Off my grass.
I don't believe the quarterback position is mentally as developed as it was when I entered the league 25 years
ago. You're right.
There was a premium on understanding defenses, on understanding matchups, on pre-snap reads. To truly be a field general, like all the guys that we admired growing up, the John Elways, the Dan Marinos, the Joe Montanas, I think you better have a mental advantage on the field. And I think sometimes that's more important than the physical advantage. Now, did I wish I could run? Of course I wished I could have run. But because I couldn't run, I had to double down on those things much more than anybody else.
Yeah, but you know, these guys are pretty good too.
They're pretty good, Tom.
You know,
they're pretty good. Like, no, they don't process like you have to. A lot of stuff is a lot more simpler than when you played. Like, I mean, it just is what it is.
But that's also like he's making it sound like it's them not being as intelligent.
Yes.
It's the process that leads to getting to the NFL.
Yes.
It's the offenses that are run. It's all the different stuff that happens before you get to the NFL that leads to guys being like that. But you know what happens when they're in the league for a couple of years?
They learn.
Figure it out.
They learn. They figure it out, man.
I feel like Patrick Mahomes pretty smart.
Somebody was making a point about Patrick Mahomes. Yes, Patrick came into the perfect situation. He did.
Okay.
He came to the perfect situation. A guy who's coming off his best year, Andy Reid as your thing, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. I mean,
You know who else came into a perfect situation? Tom Brady.
Yes.
He didn't even backing up Drew Bledsoe.
Yes.
And then he was able to just be a game manager for three Super Bowls because he had a great
defense.
It's
hard for me to talk
which
about
is also
Tom,
not. I'm not trying to disrespect his career.
I agree with Tom on what he's saying. Let it go.
What's the point? What's the point?
Back in my day, Tom, you're the greatest quarterback to ever play.
Hey, man. You're good.
You're great.
Good.
Great.
Nobody's worried about it. Nobody's
like I said, turn it off.
Nobody's disrespecting the legacy.
He like that boxer just always want to fight. But knowing that he physically probably can't.
And again, maybe that's one of those things where you have to trick your mind for so long that everything is a disrespect, chip on your shoulder thing. That like when it's Jordan, same thing.
Yes.
Like, you got the life. You're a billionaire.
Let it go, man.
Take a breath.
Yeah, always chewing. Hey, this, just keep coloring them eyes, man. Keep living life in color.
Just keep some Visine handy.
Keep coloring them damn eyes, man. Hey, y'all. Hey, this Saturday from noon to 2, our girl Allie Mack will be at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand.
What?
Bam! And other prizes, plus the winner will take home tickets to the upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday at 10 to noon at Calavan Kia Lithia Springs with our girl Allie Mack and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
She's giving away big screens on wheels?
On wheels.
That's sad.
I've been trying to tell people, they've been sleeping on the wheels.
That's
you can put it any way you want to.
I rolled the TV out there on the porch on Monday night to watch Bill Belichick's team get their ass kicked.
Oh, my God. Are we still talking about that?
No, I'm talking about rolling my TV out. That's what I watch.
I thought you were talking about Bill.
That's what I watch. I could have said to watch TCU win, but no one would have known what I was talking about.
Okay. Because you know what?
Who'd TCU play? They beat Bill Belichick.
Don't even know.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some college football. We've got Dan Lanning. Not really talking trash. I think Dan Lanning had a good point.
These dudes need to grow up.
But yeah, you got, who was it?
Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly, Dabo.
And Dabo.
They're going at it.
Talking about high school grades.
I love it. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Spin!
Yeah! Oh, we got Sweden covered.
Oh, yeah.
You're next, Finland.
Swin. Is there a brother Swin?
Sven.
Sven.
Come on, you can do it.
Sven.
Sven.
That word.
You can do it.
Swin.
Sven.
Sven.
There, you did it.
Is there?
There's got to be.
Got to be.
There's got to be.
Gotta
I mean,
be.
I'm telling you, like in Sweden, it's like John.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, it's a brother. I mean, in America, Quintavious is a lot, but there's no.
Well, Quintavious is not equivalent to John.
True. But I'm saying.
There's black Johns and white Johns and Asian Johns and Mexican Johns. Yeah. There's all kinds of Johns.
Yeah.
let me see. South African actor Sven Roigrok, for instance, is named Sven. There you go. I Googled. All right, hang on. There you go. There's Sven.
Yeah, look at him.
There's Sven right there. There's a guy who played basketball for Arizona, I guess, named Sven.
There we go.
So, yeah, there you go.
You never know.
Got some Svens.
Got some Svens.
Now we need a Quintavious.
Yeah, man. Why don't you actually be the first?
I've always felt like the letter Q has been...
it's been misused.
Too segregated.
It's been misused.
Yeah, it's like we only have like one option.
Yes. Quincy.
No. You met a white Quincy?
I have not. Quinn. Quentin Nelson.
Quinn. Or Quentin, but like...
Quinn.
I don't know. Quinn.
Quinn, yeah.
That's it. That's what you got.
Yeah. And Quinn goes both ways.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah, I've met a chick named Quinn before. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're absolutely correct. All right.
Yeah. Or like even... I was thinking about this, believe it or not, this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking about this, but I was. If your name's like... Quintavious or whatever, like there's a chance your buddies might call you Q.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. You've probably had friends named Q.
I have.
You've called
nephew,
Q.
Nephew named Quinn.
Yeah, I've had friends that we called Q. If your name's Quinn and like you're Quinn Ewers, uh-huh. Does anyone call him Q?
No.
I don't think so. No. There's no, you can't even abbreviate
no.
If you're white.
Quinn.
Yeah. The letter Q is.
Yeah, you're Quinn.
Man.
Yeah, no, you're Quinn. Q.
You guys took Q, man.
Yeah, I mean, and abused it.
I saw somebody say the letter Q is in the wrong part of the alphabet.
Yes.
It belongs over there with the Z's and the W's mm-hmm. in the weirdo section.
Yeah, man.
Up there between the R's and the P's? Come on. That's the popular letters.
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean,
Q's in the wrong spot.
They kind of got them down there at the right spot. The Q,
yeah, the weird
X,
ones.
V, Y.
No, but Q's still in the back third.
It's in the back third, though, right? Yeah.
It's right in between R and S and T and
which
M.
Kind of at the end.
But
those are the good letters.
R, S, T, I get it. Yeah, but and why is Q right there?
Doesn't belong.
It doesn't belong.
Wrong now, neighborhood.
Well, when we go back to the guy who was, when they were coming up with the alphabet, he was like, hey, you know what? This is it's flowing too well. Let's put Q right here.
LMNOP should just be RSTUV.
Yes.
And then Q comes later.
Dude, I had a teacher when I was a kid. She just drive her crazy when we would do that. LMNOP. Drive her freaking nuts.
It's not one word.
It's not one word.
I know. There's all kinds of stuff because, you know, Lily's in kindergarten.
Well, that's how I learned.
Yeah. LMNOP.
That's how I learned.
You say it really fast. You have to separate it. And then also, you don't say and Z. Yes, you do.
Y, Z.
So you say Y and Z to make it sound better.
Yeah, not Y, Z.
Yeah, what? Y and Z.
Yeah.
Here's what Lily doesn't understand about the end part of it. Y and Z, next time won't you sing with me?
Right.
And then she starts singing it again, and I started, and she's like, don't sing it. And I was like, well, then stop telling me to at the end of it. Stop inviting me to.
Why do you do that?
Next time, won't you sing with me?
Leave that baby alone.
You asked me to.
Leave that baby alone, man.
I will not.
Leave that baby alone.
I will continue to irritate her for the rest of her life.
We got DeBo, but I got this funny question from Melissa. He's like, it was, what did he say? He said, if somebody had the same sex of children, if you had a friend who had the same sex of children, who would you want to have a different one? I was like Big George. Big George got all girls. I would love to see Big George with a
right,
son. I was thinking about Buzz. Bo got all girls. Could you imagine what he does with Juice? Could you imagine Lil Bo? Lil Clifton?
Yeah, Lil Clifton running
Clifton
around.
With a Bo? I was like, yeah, I got plenty.
I probably wouldn't make him a junior.
Really? I got plenty of partners, but they got all girls.
Right.
Yeah, so I was like, can I imagine them with the son?
Or all boys.
Yeah.
And maybe they need a girl.
Yeah, it's like Hester. Hester had all boys.
Right.
And they finally got a little girl, the last baby. I was like, yeah, I do think about that. Like, it was a Big George little boy.
Yeah.
Like.
Now, that is one thing about us where we got lucky. We went one of each.
Yeah.
So probably good. Yeah. One of each tap out.
Yeah.
Because if we had two boys, maybe you want a girl third. If you had two girls, maybe you want a boy. You know what I mean? Makes it a little easier to walk away from the table and feel like, you know? Haven't fully walked away from the table yet.
Right.
But we're, you know.
Drewski needs help.
We're getting
man.
Close.
Drewski needs help. Drewski, his last skit, and I know Abe texted yesterday. We both ignored him. But,
yeah. Well, I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, Drewski is
now I have.
Is a damn idiot.
No, he's a genius.
The best one of them all. Best.
Here's my main takeaway from that.
Yes.
Number one, he's hilarious.
Yes.
Number two, makeup technology has come a long way.
Believable.
Because he's not the first black comedian to dress up like a white person and do stuff.
But
but it might be the best version.
The best I've ever seen.
Because like with the Dave Chappelle one and the Eddie Murphy one throughout the years, it's always like you can kind of tell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if they were to sweat, you know, it would come off. Drewski's pouring beers all over himself.
Hey, man,
he's got a sunburn, like a tank top sunburn.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Great.
The greatest thing ever. It's the greatest thing ever, man.
It really is.
Then
great.
He spit. That was funny.
He's spitting. Yeah.
That was rigged.
It had to
that
be.
That was rigged.
Because he'd spit on that guy pretty much.
Yeah, that was
all right. Rigged. You should watch it. Watch it. If you don't know who Drewski is, he's a very funny comedian.
Awesome.
If you do and you haven't seen his most recent skit, you should check it out. And if you have, then you know exactly what we're talking about. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Has Drewski been elevated? Are we calling Drewski a comedian now?
No.
What do you mean?
I don't think he wants to be a comedian. I think he just likes skits. Like, he don't do stand-ups or nothing.
Like TikToker. Yeah,
he don't do stand-ups and stuff like
that. I think you can be a comedian without doing stand-up.
I view comedians that do stand-up.
Okay. Have we elevated him from like a TikToker blogger guy to like an actual comedian? Because that's a pretty big step in someone's life.
I think he's really funny.
He's funny as hell to me.
All right, sweet.
But, I mean, so he deserves to be funny on things. Like, yeah, good like Desi does skits, but he also does stand-up.
Okay.
Like Drewski stays in his lane of just doing this kind of stuff.
But I feel like you can be a stand-up and be a comedian. You can do like skits and be a comedian.
But he's a comedian, not TikToker anymore.
Well, I think he's definitely transcended that.
When they introduce him, do they call him TikToker or comedian?
I'm not sure. Content
all those guys
creator?
Get mad. Like content. Logan Paul doesn't like being referred to as a internet blogger anymore. He wants to be referred to as a wrestler, which he is, I guess. You know,
okay,
but he's still a TikToker in the back of everybody else's heads.
Content creator just sounds like
here.
So.
Well, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like content, it's way too broad.
I create content.
Everyone does. Yeah. Everyone creates content.
We're creating content right now.
We literally are doing that.
Yes, we are.
Speaking of content, so we've heard of pitchers hitting hitters. It's been going on for 100 years in Major League Baseball. I've never heard of a pitcher hitting a catcher, at least your own catcher.
What?
Astros Framber Valdez is on the mound last night with the bases loaded. Cesar Salazar is his own catcher, not the other team's catcher hitting.
Right.
He's his own catcher.
Behind the plate.
They call a pitch. All right. Cesar Salazar decides he does not want Framber Valdez to throw this pitch. He tries to. He's literally waving him off. Call time, call time, call time. Framber Valdez continues to throw the pitch. The pitch gets taken out of the yard for a grand slam. Next hitter comes up. A breaking ball is called. You can tell by how the catcher's setting up.
Yeah.
Cesar Salazar. Framber Valdez throws a 93-mile-an-hour fastball right in his chest.
Get the hell out of here.
And he doesn't catch it. It, like, hits him in the chest.
Yeah.
Now, you got to be a better catcher than that.
People think he crossed him up on purpose.
Yeah. Oh!
Like, he was mad at him, so he agreed to the breaking ball low and away.
And enough people thought this for them to have been called into the manager's office after the game was over, where Framber Valdez says, hey, man, I'm sorry, but I didn't do that on purpose.
I don't know about that, dog.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know about that.
Because I'm thinking maybe – because the catcher was back there waving him off, like – and so he continues to pitch. That is distracting. Like when somebody's doing something, and especially your catcher waving his arms in the air and whatnot, and you continue to pitch anyway.
Yeah,
so
man, I don't know about that, dog.
Yeah, man, why are you gonna go do that to your own teammate?
What was the funny one?
Also, catch the ball.
Devers hit a home run, and then old boy got mad. I saw that this morning.
They were fighting while he was rounding the bases.
Yeah, but like, don't throw that weak behind stuff across the plate.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can be mad at somebody for hitting a home run off of you and then doing whatever they want.
Yeah.
Like,
show out your feelings. Stop throwing that crap across here.
Stop throwing crap.
Especially when it's been going on for years.
Yeah.
I just hit a home run. I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It went really high and really far, and I wanted to watch
make it
do both
pitch.
Of those things. Yeah, maybe strike me out, and then I'll go back to the dugout, and you can celebrate. You strike me out, do what you want.
Speaking of people being mad, so we all know that the split between Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns was not a great one, but a lot of that has to do with Johnny Manziel. It's kind
of all of it has to do with Johnny Manziel.
I was willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Well, at least it looks like Johnny Manziel's made up his mind on whether or not he's going to continue to be or ever be a Browns fan.
I sit here today and I go back and forth with, man, am I going to let Cleveland off the hook and just like let it go, or am I going to sit here with hate and animosity in my heart for the rest of my life? And I finally sit here today, and I'm like, God, I think I'm going to be pissed at him and hate him forever. So it is what it is, man. No love for the Browns. I'm rooting for 0-16 seasons every season.
I mean, you did that, right?
I just have a quick. Who's next?
What do you mean?
Who's the next ass athlete that ain't done nothing, we ain't heard from?
No kidding.
And then come out and all of a sudden you put a microphone and he got beat it.
No kidding.
Tell all the stories.
I want to make one thing clear about some of the stuff I'm about to say about some of these people. I'm happy that these guys have cleaned up their their addictions.
Yes.
I'm glad about
that.
But like, you torpedoed your career.
You did that.
You did that. Ryan Leaf did that. There's a lot of guys. And then they get to do these like resurrection tours.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden somehow their like opinion is more weighted or something like that. Or like they're holier than thou because of man, like you were drunk all the time. Now, I understand that's because you were an alcoholic.
But I mean,
but that's not their fault.
That's not their fault. You didn't like, take their job serious.
Yeah.
But you can't. So when you go on something like that, you know, reclamation project, whatever, going and telling your side of the story, this is what his thing is right now, is telling his side of the story. And you can't do that successfully unless you try to bury somebody else or at least the other party.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, yeah, I messed up. And yeah, the Browns had everything they were right to. Nobody wants to hear that. Everybody wants to hear why you hate stuff.
That's true.
So that's kind of our fault.
That's true.
But that's why I keep saying, like, this whole new regime of. And we had Shannon on a couple weeks ago, whenever we had him on. I should ask Mike, like, what is this new thing of what we always took as sacred is no longer that.
Uh-huh.
It's, I got a mic, now I got to create content and say some stuff that I would never say then in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right.
Yeah. Now, we are past whatever you want to call it. I don't know what it would be, integrity or.
It's like, get it out there.
Whatever. Yeah, we are fully in the attention period.
Yep.
That's it. You got attention? Good. How'd you get it? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
And then we flipped it into some
advertising. Everybody's looking at me and clicking.
And again, like, and we were talking about this off the air. We won't spend a ton of time on it, but this is a good example of this. Like, attention is king because you turn it into revenue. And if you get paid, basically everybody's like, well, you got paid because that's all that matters. The Big 12 basically just said today to Dave Portnoy, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You are carte blanche to try to promote our conference,
right?
Because you can get attention. Like, what kind of attention? Doesn't matter.
No matter.
Don't care.
Any kind is good.
Yeah. Whatever you want. However you want to do it. And I personally don't think that that's great. I'm not saying about him specifically.
Oh, I say that about him specifically.
I think
he's a piece of ass.
Because
I'm not a big. I don't like people to be blank holes just to be one.
Yeah, like when your brand is just to sort of be.
Yes.
Rude
and
controversial. I don't know.
But there's enough people with access to everything. There's so many more people that have access. So everybody can find a group of people that will like what they have to say.
Well, and
I'll never knock anybody's hustle.
No, but but you should though. You know what I mean? Like, because that's the as long as you're getting paid. No, knock the hustle, man. Like, if the hustle is to be a professional jerk, knock it. That's a crap hustle.
All right. Get the sugar daddy out your ear. I know you have a son. I didn't say all my friends had girls. I said Big George has girls. I said James had girls. I said Bo had girls. Get the sugar daddy out your ear.
Who's that?
Corey. I got a son. I know you got a son. My nephew, little Corey. I said, who have just one? Who has all girls?
Why do you think you're talking about him?
Because he got.
No, but I do think it's okay to knock people's hustle if their hustle is to be a dick.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because nobody should be that at all.
Yeah.
Like, you got to treat people right, and you can still make
Your hustle sucks. You're rich, but hustle sucks. Sorry. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.